Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, our headline news offering, Gabriel Comminges, Deputy Secretary of the French Ministry of Finance, DG Trésor, tells TXF the importance of ECAs continuing their role as the shock absorbers of global trade and driving the sustainability agenda through the current crisis. On our essentials news front in the project and export space, independent power producer Sonadix has been sounding out banks since the end of 2019 to structure a debt package for two solar projects in Chile, the 60-megawatt Valleland solar scheme in Atacama and another unnamed project. And JIRA, via special purpose vehicle JIRA Takatuyo, via special purpose vehicle JIRA Takateo, as borrower, has raised the project debt required to finance its 170-megawatt coal-fired power plant in Japan. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Germany's KfW has agreed a €72 million loan for the construction of the Bolgaton-Bakau highway in Ghana. Italy has unveiled a new package of measures, including the export credit agency SACE, worth €400 billion, to support firms in the COVID-19 outbreak. And US Exim has announced changes to the fee structure of its delegated authority loans and fast-track loans. In the trade finance sphere, Turkey's Akbank has announced the successful completion of its syndication term loan with an accordion feature that would allow an increase in the total amount of the facility until drawdown date of 9th of April. The International Chamber of Commerce has issued a guidance paper on force majeure in commercial contracts, and the European Commission has ruled that Croatia's recently adopted Hong Kong dollar liquidity guarantee scheme aimed at supporting export companies amid the coronavirus outbreak is in line with EU state aid rules. And MEGA has launched a $6.5 billion fast-track facility to support private sector investors and lenders tackling the COVID-19 pandemic in low and middle income countries. And last but by no means least, in the commodity finance industry, Ghana's coca revenue will be hit by a $1 billion short as the coronavirus pandemic causes a price drop on the world market. And California-headquartered BNK Petroleum has announced that the borrowing base on its revolving line of credit has been lowered to $23.5 million by BOC Financial. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.